This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Some people out there right now are headed to the airport and they're going to go to Vegas. You know, that's leaving for Vegas on a Friday. Just the promise, the potential winnings, the shows, the glitz, the glamour. The seediness, the strip clubs. It's really got it all. And we'd love to send you there. But we've got a show for you, too. So it's Lady Gaga and her piano and jazz and piano residency. It's an Alice Escape live in Las Vegas, Lady Gaga. So 3 times today, we have your chance to get in the running for this. At 9:05, Vinny and I'll have a code word for you. At 12:05, V-Hale's got it. And 5:05, listen for Janie to give you a keyword. When you hear one, text it to 20357. You'll be entered for a chance to win 2 tickets. You'll see Lady Gaga live in Vegas on June 20th. We'll throw in a 2-night hotel stay and we'll fly you there. You and your guest. You're heading over? Ugh, just the promise of a weekend in Vegas. And a weekend's really all you need. If you're thinking to yourself, I'm going to go spend a week in Vegas, you might have a problem. But if you're just going for the weekend, woo-hoo! So fun. Mm-mm-mm. I haven't been to Vegas in so long. I want to go see that sphere. That's going to be incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Just amazing. I keep seeing shots of it. Someone was saying, that thing's in a monstrosity. It's so stupid. It's blah, blah.
Who I'm said like, that?
I don't know. It was reading something on Twitter or something.
Of all the things in Vegas is the problem?
That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, are you kidding me? New York City and Paris, France are right across the street from each other. Like, come on. There's a pyramid, for God's sake. So silly. Come on now. That thing is amazing.
Well, and look, I'm sorry, Vegas. You're under arrest for stealing sports teams. Like, you know, why don't you just bleep all the way off? Actually, I still want to come party there. But I'm saying, you know, there's plenty of problems. The sphere isn't it. I think the sphere's neat.
I think the sphere's really neat, too. I look forward to, like, what people can do with it. Because I'm sure the innovations will just keep coming. I mean, a big screen, that gets old fast, although it doesn't, does it? I mean, we're talking about a building that the outside of it looks different every time you look at it. A building. It's incredible. I can't even wrap my head around it.
It's its own thing, though, because I did hear reviews from people who were like, yes, it's spectacular visually, but watching a band play, you can't really watch the band. There's
too much else happening.
There's all this other stuff happening, and they're also way down in the I don't know what you'd call that seating, but it's vertical almost.
Right. Well, right. It would kind of have to be, right? They must take up half the sphere with that, and then down. Yeah. Even some of the shots we've seen of U2 there, it is true that you'd probably not spend a lot of time.
I'm in.
Right at them.
I want to. I would love that experience. But I've seen so many concerts that this seems unique and exciting to me.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll feel disappointed at all. I'll actually love it.
You know, one of the things that I've been watching, I had no idea it was going to take me so long to get through this Taylor Swift movie. Like, I guess if I had marked out the time to actually go to the concert, I would have gotten the whole 3.5 hours in. And, I mean, honestly, it's taking forever. Like, I watch a couple songs, and I'm like, okay. And I look, I'm like, Jesus, I still have over an hour left, and I've been watching this thing all week. So, I mean, you know how it is at your house. Some things just keep coming up, and this happens, that happens, blah, blah, blah. One of the things I absolutely love about her setup is, so she's got a very long stage with a large middle section that juts way out. So she can walk all the way up and down the whole middle of this, of whatever stadium she's set up in. It's really long. And so, and she uses it to full effect. And the way they shot the movie, way back on the far end of this whole protrusive stage that's right in the middle, there's these huge screens, and they build sets there, and they're able to, and it's also a projection stage, so she'll be walking on it, and it's like she's walking through a field of grass. Like, if as they shoot it from above, she appears to be in grass or in a starscape or, you know, whatever it is. It's really gorgeous, and they do a lot of, I think there's probably not a bad seat in the house unless you're behind that stage. But so the main part of the screen is there at the end of the stage. But then up at the top of the whole stadium, there's also all these places that you can look and see projections from what's happening close up on the stage. It's really neat. I think it would be difficult to see someone like Taylor Swift, who you're there specifically to see. I want to see Taylor, unless they just put her image up huge. And I don't know if it would look curved.
You mean in the sphere?
Inside the sphere. Like, yeah, I wonder if the images look curved.
I would say it's not for her. There are bands out there, though. A band called Tool. They do their whole thing. And I've not even seen them. I've only seen videos of their live shows. But their whole thing. And also Pink Floyd was like this. They do shows where it's all this visual above the stage and around the stage. And it's not about the bands, you know, doing jumps. That's not the thing.
David Lee Roth need not apply.
It's not at all about that for these bands. They're actually, their songs are really hard to play and they have to hold still. And so they do these projections and that's the show. And so it would work for some bands and others like Taylor. People would want to see her. You're right.
I actually, you bring up a really good point. I'm thinking about who else is, I think the Dead & Co are going to play there, and Fish is doing, I think they're doing a short residency there. And I wonder if those people, you know, there's probably some psychedelic, they're probably dreaming up things that they can use that sphere for, because they're just going to play and play same song for 20 minutes. And then it'll be it's true. It'll
like
all be up there.
I've enjoyed their shows.
My God, they're fantastic.
And I even went and didn't do LSD, for the record.
I don't know how you held yourself back from that.
No.
I would have needed that to hit. Oh, you mean a recent?
Yeah,
I see. You didn't do anything. But they still had it available if you needed it, right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, that's good. All right. Anyway, yay, Lady
Go to
Gaga
Vegas.
In Vegas. 9 o'clock, we'll have your chance. Millie Bobby Brown. That's 11 from Stranger Things. And it's also, I think her name's Enola Holmes. I really like those. I think there's been at least one of those movies. Henry Cavill plays her older brother, Sherlock Holmes.
Uh-huh.
And he's barely in it, though. It's her figuring out stories, figuring out mysteries and stuff. It's really good. And she is, I want to say
it's a movie or it's a series?
It's a movie.
Okay.
I
want my kids to watch it, but I just haven't really gotten around to it.
Are there two of them now, Bryn?
Yes.
Okay. And I assume they're going to make another one. They're really good. They're well done. They're fun. I like a mystery, and she's a sassy woman, and or I would say chick if it wasn't this week. But Millie Bobby Brown, who is, I think, 20. I don't even think she's 21. She's going to get married. She does not have a wedding date picked. She's engaged to John Bon Jovi's son. His name is Jake Bon Jovi. And they don't have a wedding date yet, but Papa is going to marry them, which is very cute. Papa is the mad scientist, torturer, guy behind the whole reason 11 is named 11.
Oh, what is that guy's name?
Matthew Modine.
Yes, okay. Yeah.
So they have found their efficient.
Oh, that's fun.
Matthew Modine. He I guess his character's name is Dr. Brenner. I wouldn't have been able to pull that, but he's the government scientist or crazy mad scientist who created 11 or is exploiting 11, and she calls him Papa. Matthew says, "I have one of those licenses to get people married, and Millie thought it'd be great. And then Jake said it would be great. So I wrote the wedding vows, and they loved what I wrote for them. It's such a beautiful thing to be able to join two people in holy matrimony." And they go on to spoil his character in season 4. Season 5, I'm not going to say. You can guess. He says, though, he's got a lot of questions about his character. Like, how did he get that job? And if he had, and did he have powers? Was he, like, maybe subject number 0? Because Vecna's 01. 11 is 11, obviously. I don't know. Maybe all these. I think season 5 is the final season for Stranger Things. So, which, and it's got to be right around the corner. I'm sure they're working on that. Those kids aren't getting any younger, that's for sure. In fact, they're all working on different things. She's got Enola Holmes and Finn Wolfhard, who plays, I think his character's name is Mike. He's like the boyfriend of 11.
Yeah.
On Stranger Things. He is in Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. That opens today. This is a Ghostbusters movie, and some of the original, the surviving Ghostbusters are in it. So Finn says that he got to taste the, isn't it called ectoplasm? In the, it's the ghost goo. Like the green, it's slime. It's like Nickelodeon-style slime, but it gets all over everything, right? It's all...
I don't remember the name of it at all, though, and I haven't watched any of the... I've only seen the original. I haven't seen any of the subsequent.
You know, I think I've only seen the original as well. I might have gone back and looked at...
And that's the 80s, right? So I don't have any memory of what it was called.
Well, confirmed, yes. Ectoplasm.
Is that what they call it in the movie? That's where I think I got the word from.
I just looked it up.
It's like, I don't know, supernatural plasma, ectoplasm. Anyway, it hits theaters today, and Finn Wolfhard says that he had to get shot in the face with it. So that's fun. And now he knows what it tastes like. I thought to myself, ectoplasm, does it taste like manna from heaven? No, it doesn't. It tastes like water. He says it tastes like thick water with a slightly minty hint.
Yeah,
it really didn't taste like
about
anything.
Not that at all, but okay, yeah, all right.
Sounds gross, but it's so much better than having like fake blood in your mouth. Way less sugary and gross.
Mm.
Which, of course, I'm sure he's had his face squirted with blood before in one of his projects. I don't specifically remember it from Stranger Things, but okay. So as for the experience itself, he says, it was really awesome. I read that scene in the script. I was like, oh, this is crazy. Like, I get to be the one that gets slimed. That's fun. And I'll tell you more about we have trailers and all that stuff ready to go for. At 7 o'clock, I usually give you the movies. Let me see if I can just quickly tell you this. This is the 5th one in the whole series. And other than Harold Ramis, everybody's coming back. And Finn and a girl named McKenna Grace play the grandkids of Harold Ramis's character.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's the main characters plus these two new characters. And I'll tell you more at 7 o'clock. We can talk about it. And I'll leave you with this. I have so many questions. I don't know what the hell is going on in this picture exactly. I will say Kanye West's wife, Bianca Censori, wears more clothes in bed than she does out in the streets. She's wearing like a full-length body stocking, sort of a lace thing. And so at first I'm looking at that, and she appears to be taking the picture we're looking at. So she's laying on a bed, and then I start looking at it, and I'm like, is she only 3 feet tall, and that's a regular size bed, or does Kanye have a bed that's, I'm not kidding you, 15 feet wide. Like, picture a king-size pillow and now put six of them in a row at the top of a bed. How does a person, I mean, is this just someplace? And then is there a mirror right down there sort of tipped at an angle at the base of the bed? Like, I just have so many questions. Who makes the sheets for this? Is there a fitted sheet? Do the housekeepers make jokes about how big the damn bed is when they're changing the sheets? It's such a weird, but she is fully clothed for once. So I don't understand it. I'm not sure if she's trying to show off how giant the bed is, but she is apparently taking a selfie of herself.
Maybe it's the same bed that he used in that one video where he had all those naked celebrities. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah, they're right.
There has to be a place that makes these like beds for all the NBA players, though. There just has to be.
Yeah.
So, like, you can either custom make it,
bed, right.
And you probably can get the sheets made for it, too. But some of these cats are 7 feet tall. There's no way a normal bed's going to work for them.
Yeah. Still, this bed is twice as big. Maybe two basketball players are going to get in this bed. Like, it's definitely at least 10 feet long. Well, maybe 9 feet. But then width-wise, I'm like, holy crap, who even has a room big enough? It's like the whole room is taken up by a bed. You'll have to see it. We'll put it up on the Sarah & Vinny Facebook page. But it's just acres of bed, and it looks like a fun place if you have a family bed. Right, Bryn?
Yeah. Yeah. That would make total sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Why have any other beds?
I wish I had that bed when I was four.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that have been great? You and all your brothers and sisters.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was rolling off onto the ground. Yeah.
I can't believe he hasn't worn her out yet. You know, just like at some point she just goes, I can't take any, we never smile, we never have fun. I'm always being dressed like some kind of puppet and paraded
I'm
around
the
street.
I'm your paper doll that you hang clothes
for
on.
For money, I think there's plenty of things people are willing to do, but I just feel like this guy would wear you out fast.
Yes. Yes. You know what? I'm actually glad to hear you say it because I feel like sometimes I'm the only one who's like, this girl's, I don't even know what's happening to her. And maybe she's fully into it. And she's like, I'm always wanted to be a star. Now I'm a star. I'm going to stay in this as long as I can. And then I'm going to get out. I'm going to make a movie. I'm going to write a book.
Well, that's what I mean, though, is you might go into it with this mindset that is fame and fortune and all the things that come with being with this guy. But nonetheless, just about any person can only take so much before you go, enough, dude. Just go talk to the wall. I can't take another word from your mouth. You know?
Yes. I'm so glad to hear you say it. All right, there you go. We're talking about Kanye West's wife, Bianca, and we're putting that Instagram post. It's actually, as far as their post goes, it's a very calm post. There's no one looks like they're in trouble. A little bit lost in the middle of a giant bed. That's all. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I have a quick question for you, though, before we go.
Yeah.
Do you have the House of the Dragon story?
I do.
Okay, good.
But feel free. I might not even get to it.
I just saw it and went, oh, my God, if she hasn't seen this, she's going to have a heart attack. I just wanted to make sure you had it. Okay. No, I don't want to do it. Okay. I saw it and went, did I watch that? I think I did.
Yeah. You and everyone else complained because they switched cast 3 episodes in. The whole cast changed. Everyone grew up. They flashed forward 10 years, remember?
Right.
Yeah. That's the
How long has it been since that aired?
I feel like a year.
10 years? Oh,
no.
1 year. Okay.
I don't know. I'll get all the info for you. All right.
A Zoom accident is coming up in the news after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Megan Trainor tickets. You want them? We got them. Be listening to Jane today at 4.05. She'll give you a keyword. Mm-hmm. When you hear it, text it to 20357. And just like that, you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets for Megan Trainor October 18th at the Shoreline Amphitheater.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. With the help from Fremont Bank Foundation, Open Heart Kitchen's new kitchen and dining room in Livermore recently opened its doors, serving some of Tri-Valley's most vulnerable people. Learn why Fremont Bank Foundation helps our Bay Area neighbors by visiting FremontBank.com. That's FremontBank.com. All right. Here's what's happening for this fine Friday.
Right.
Rain later today. There's some clouds and then rain later. Well, we may see it in the North Bay sooner, but it's not supposed to be this morning on your commute.
All right.
From what my app tells me. Okay?
Okay.
I also want to mention, while all, you know, in my little part of the world, in this spot on the Bay Area map, the Highway 1 closure for this weekend was going to be a catastrophe. They've called it off due to rain, so it's not happening this weekend, and that's great news. I mean, it only pushes it down 2 weeks, but...
Right.
But okay, at least now we know. Not happening this weekend. Thank you, Sentinel Steve. March Madness continues this weekend. I did not see one game. You?
No, certainly not. Okay, absolutely. Well, if you're avoiding those at all costs.
If you're into that... 95.7 The Game, a radio station in our building, would be happy to fill you in on all the latest happenings in the sports world and specifically March Madness. Those guys got you.
Yeah.
Also, down there. I want to mention that Scott Budman is back from touring the world and will be on with us next hour.
Excellent.
So if you've missed him, get a healthy dose of him in the 7 o'clock hour. Scott Budman.
Is this about the Apple news that you mentioned yesterday?
It's that, and I want to hear about his travels, and we'll see what else he's got right. for us. This is a quickie. It's just another statement of fact. The California home insurance meltdown worsens as State Farm is not renewing 72,000 policies. They've already stated that they won't be taking on new policies. And now here are some people who will say, how much? And this company's going to say, no amount. Go elsewhere.
This isn't good.
It isn't good for people here in California. It's really, if this is something where you're like, really, insurance? I swear to you, you're going to be sitting there. And if it misses you entirely, congratulations. But if you find yourself going, oh my God, no one will even talk to me about this. It's major. You have to find it. You actually have to go find this insurance in order for your bank to not call
Take
you
your
into
house away.
Yes, it's a major thing. So
it's a requirement of having a mortgage in a lot of cases.
It looks like they continue in Sacramento to try and figure out how to deal with this.
Something's got to give here. I don't know if it'll become a FEMA thing or like a... The FEMA covers flood, and then there's an earthquake authority. Those are all separate policies from your regular homeowners. And if this is about the fire situations, then maybe there's going to be the fire department for insurance.
The state's elected insurance commissioner has been on a mission to overhaul the regulations, hopefully aimed at calming the market so that people can actually get the insurance they need in order to stay in their home. But that's the latest. State Farm not renewing policies. And that's just...
They're a biggie, too. I mean, that's...
They're one of the biggest.
State Farm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's that. Okay, this is fun. Well, fun for everyone but this lady.
Oh, okay.
A woman in London. Let me restart that.
Okay.
There was a funeral in London. And a woman in London who couldn't make it, but had planned to go to the wake after the funeral, was Zooming the funeral itself while she got ready to go to the wake.
Uh-oh.
She accidentally broadcast herself showering because she didn't realize the camera was on. I can see how this would happen because you can be on a different page while you've zoomed in and whatever, but there's other... Anyway, you really do have to check for your camera. Is it on before you strip naked and take a shower while everyone's watching you? The blurred vision is of her completely nude in the shower. So they got, I don't know how people get the video or someone released it. I don't know who, but there's a video. It's the Zoom and there's a full body naked behind this blur. And I imagine everyone who was on the Zoom was like, whoa, look at Cindy.
So I wonder
in full.
If this was also being shown somehow at the funeral. Because normally, you know what I mean? Like, so there, if a bunch of people were zoomed in, then yes, everyone who's on the Zoom
The report says the screen was set up at the funeral. So the people in the church saw her shower. It doesn't say if at what point they turned it off, but at the bottom of my story, it says, here is censored video and a screenshot. I didn't even look at the video.
I'm looking at this, and yes, it's, she's really watching. She's watching the funeral and does not realize that her camera's on.
Oh, hey, Haley.
Haley is muted, but is also... has her camera on.
One person on the Zoom said, oh, she didn't just shower. She also shaved.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, it went on and on. I feel like if that happens, the person who's in charge of the Zoom needs to just stop the Zoom. It's a funeral, right? Don't we just stop the Zoom now? Stop that Zoom. That poor lady. She's definitely...
Wait a minute. Think about the person that passed and the people who are truly trying to, maybe they couldn't make it, but they are trying to show their respects. And you're saying they should be shut out of their moment with the final moments with this person they love that's passed because some lady didn't know how to work her computer.
Yeah. No, you can turn off one.
Oh, you can?
No, you can turn off. You can turn off one person's video.
You can?
Like, I can shut down your video right now.
I had no idea.
Uh-huh.
So whoever was the boss of the Zoom,
you can mute them. You can turn off their camera. You can request them to turn.
Sometimes, right?
Yeah, you can request to turn on their camera, but you cannot turn on their camera for them. You say,
I see. But
what is the one thing that I've come up with on this show though that you guys all know to be true?
I don't want no trouble.
No. Well, actually, that's true. Right. I don't want no trouble.
Everywhere there's a naked lady, someone's trying to look at her.
Someone's trying to check her.
So you're saying
out.
A bunch of dudes at this funeral were like, no.
I speak the truth when I say wherever there is a naked lady, there is some dude trying to look at her. Mm. I'm saying that there's probably, maybe there was a woman who was in charge of the Zoom, but if it was a man, he went, I can't turn that off.
I don't want to ruin everyone else's. I mean, it's a funeral. It's so boring.
I don't know how to turn it off. It's probably more likely.
She's actually bringing joy to what would have been very sad. And
our friend Bill, who died, he would have loved this.
They say
this
here,
is great.
This thing had OnlyFans vibes. She's shaving. She's doing the fully, as you said, she fully looks into the camera. So it's not like
she's watching the funeral.
Yeah, she's part of this show. She only found out about what had happened when she showed up for the wake. So no one even texted her and said, you know, you just showed everybody your shower, right? No one.
Interesting shaving pattern, lady.
Wow.
Yeah, that's...
Missed a spot.
between your butt cheeks.
Oh yeah, let's have a look at that. I mean, we've all seen it already. What's the big deal? I am horrified on her behalf, and I'm mad at the person who's the admin on that. That should have absolutely been shut down. How long did that go on for?
I don't have the time, but it does sound like she
the whole time
got to meet her fans.
Oh boy,
when she got to the wake, so that I'm sure was a moment for
her.
That poor wait a minute,
woman.
What? No.
Wait, what are you talking about?
No, look, here, I saved the video.
Yeah, I actually went ahead and recorded the whole thing because I was like, that's pretty inspirational. You got an OnlyFans page or what?
Do you remember that secret show where a friend of the show mentioned that someone at the party she was at had video and pictures of her?
Yes.
You remember that? Can you imagine, like, that's the kind of a same thing where someone would be like, hey, great, you made it. Look, we got you on camera taking a shower before you got here. What?
I can feel my stomach dropping out of my back door right now. Just in that moment when your insides turn to liquid and you just can't believe what all the blood drains out of your head. Like, oh my God, what are you talking about?
Every year since 2012, Gallup has put out a World Happiness Report, which ranks how people in more than 140 countries evaluate the quality of their lives.
Okay.
Do you like the quality of your life?
Very much so. I try to be grateful every day.
I do too.
Yes.
For the seventh year in a row, though, Finland, number one. Denmark, number two. Iceland, number three.
What is it with all these freezing cold Nordic
Iceland.
Countries?
Like that's a volcano. The end. Iceland.
The people there are very, very nice. There's not that many of them. They know everyone. It's like being in one big high school where you literally know everyone.
The rest of the top 10 is Sweden, Israel.
Oh, is
that is surprising.
Really? That is incredibly surprising.
Mm-hmm. The Netherlands, Norway, Luxembourg, Switzerland, and New Zealand.
So many cold places.
Major Nordic countries are all in the top seven.
Incredible. Mm. New Zealand seems happy. I mean, looks so fun there. I mean, all those little hobbits and stuff running around. That's got to be fun.
Last year's survey in Israel was mostly conducted after the Hamas attack in October, but before the response.
Really? Still?
So,
the whole thing. Terrible. I would be very unhappy living there. I'd be scared.
The United States, though, came in at number... Out of 143 countries, the United States came in at 23. Which seems like a pretty low ranking.
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of people mad these days.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel like there are people who are letting themselves get mired in the divisions and just yelling?
Agreed.
And takeover and.
Pardon me. I had a story. I think it was yesterday or the day before, and it was something like the FBI put out a. If you look at the internet, you'd think that. And we're going to hell in a handbasket.
Right.
The FBI put out a report that said crime's down again in America in general. Now, of course, you've got, bad neighborhoods or whatever. But as a country, crime is down again. You just wouldn't believe that if you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because looking at the internet, you'd go, oh, man.
Right. Well, look, no matter who you are, the internet's trying to sell you something. Whether it's a new pair of sneakers or a whole conspiracy theory about. What's being planned behind the scenes? If you want it, you've got it. They're going to sell it to you.
The video
drink
of shoplifting gangs is enough.
Exactly.
You just go, what?
I know.
We're going, we're having rip-off parties now? All right.
Well, I do like parties. So.
Maybe they always existed, but we just didn't know about it, right? The internet shows.
Well, the internet does have video. Mm-hmm. Click here.
Anyway, on the list of happiness... happiest countries in the world, the United States came in at 23. I hope we step our game up. I'd like to see us, but I like it here.
Look, I think if you really look around and see what your life entails, and don't and get off the internet for a second and just sort of put all that aside. I mean, like, by and large, we're there's plenty of food here for the most part. Like, it would be really hard to live in a really, you know, depressed African nation where you're, you know, starvation and disease and just housing or you know, marauders.
Plumbing.
Yes, plumbing is awesome. Plumbing. Like, there's so many things to be grateful for here.
Even
so
in Nicaragua, where I went on vacation, and the people I was getting to know and meet there, they were like, oh, no, we get a bucket of water and we go to a flat spot with a hole in the floor and that's our shower every day.
Yeah.
That's not, you know, the vacation
shower. That's how you
wake
your butt too, huh?
That's where we live and this is what we do. And I'm, what?
Alex was telling us down in Brazil, like, even though they've got real, you know, regular toilets, you don't put anything in them. I mean, you put the, but nothing the caca, besides that stuff.
Right.
Yeah. You can't, no, no toilet paper, no nothing.
Yikes.
Yeah.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Benny.
Fast.
They make me happy. Fast. Part of the reason I'm so happy to live here in America is because you give me fast facts every day.
If you know French, you know Louisiana's capital, Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
Means red stick.
Oh. Oh, Baton Rouge.
It references the actual stick that once marked the boundary between two Native American tribes in the region. It was a reportedly a 30-foot-high painted pole adorned with fish bones.
That's amazing. So there were two competing. They had just, this was their peace treaty. Just stay on your side of the Baton Rouge.
I guess so.
Of course, they didn't speak French. They had some other name for it. But when the French settlers came, they're like, what's up with the Baton Rouge? What's up with that?
What?
Well, whatever tribe you make friends with, you stay on that side of the Baton Rouge.
Les poissons.
Les poissons. Les poissons.
Okay. as long as you start, you don't start doing Native American impressions.
I'm not gonna do it. Jesus, I have to pick and choose my accent. Some you can do, some you can't, Vin. People are very unamused.
Right. Our text number is 800.
That is not our text number.
Yes, it is. Nothing wrong with cold countries. Sarah says 510. Many, many people love cold weather.
Oh, I'm not saying there's anything wrong. I'm saying it's incredible that so many of them are in the top seven. Like, it's just, it seems like depression would be rampant because they have such long winters and they have days where the sun almost doesn't come up. I'm just surprised, that's all.
510 says Finland has the highest dementia rate. That could just be a, you know, maybe they're looking for a drum hit. I don't know, but okay.
I'm not giving it to you.
It's not funny. That's You're not funny.
Hence the irony of the Arnold Schwarzenegger State Farm commercial. In the Super Bowl in California, false advertising. I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, right, because, never mind.
Because what? I don't remember what he said.
Well, exactly. He's very much a California guy, and he's representing State Farm, and State Farm is leaving the state, essentially. So there's the irony is that
not
going to be
wired. If you have any danger
of
fire, right. We don't know.
Yeah, mainly what he said was, like a good neighbor.
Oh, that's right. Neighbor.
It's neighbor. I'm saying neighbor. Neighbor.
That's what I'm saying. Neighbor.
I love it.
510 says, 9-inch nails, Muse. Muse. Mm. And Metallica would be awesome at the Sphere in Vegas. That's right. Muse does do a very big show on the stage.
Yeah.
You actually can't believe it.
Hit that vape pen and zone out, Sarah.
Don't do that to me. I don't ever offer me, when I have a buzz, do never offer me anything else. You guys stick with one thing, you guys.
I'm pretty sure it was you. I was like, that looks pretty good. Let me hit that.
No, Village is like, oh man, I'm on such a grand chance part. I'm like, he should have fought me. A good friend would have fought me. Don't do it, Sarah. You're happy. You're perfect. You're so excited. We're going to go see Muse. And I swear to God, for 10 minutes, I was like, this is great. This is amazing. And then, like, the walls closed in. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm having a panic attack.
415 says, ha 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 ha, married to a French man, and I feel compelled to say they do actually laugh normal, not the ho ho ho.
Yeah, sure they do.
The rest was hilarious, though.
Oh.
Les poissons, les poissons.
Sounds like a donkey.
What's coming up in the trash can?
I'll do the thing I think you're talking about with the House of the Dragon. Plus, Gavin needs to stop talking.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!